was a little boy who was sick on Palm Sunday, and so he stayed home from church with his mother. And his father went to church, and when his father came home, he was carrying a palm branch. And his son said, "Dad, what are you doing with that palm branch?" And his father said, "Well, when Jesus came to town, all the people waved their branches of palms in honor of him, so they gave out palm branches at church today." The little boy said, "Oh man, wouldn't you know it? The one day I miss church and Jesus shows up." Well, the one day Jesus comes into town, everybody is hailing him as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Everybody is looking forward to him being the Messiah that Israel had been looking for. Everybody was rejoicing in the fact that now the king that the prophets had predicted would come has finally arrived. And so they were longing for him to come in and to establish himself as the Messiah and take over his role as the one who would vanquish the Romans and get them out from Israel. So Jesus came riding in on that donkey, that colt, in fulfillment of an ancient prophecy. And as he came riding into town, people were hailing him, were praising him. They were laying their garments in front of him. They were waving their branches of palms and laying those down in front of him, as they would a king who would come into town. And so as they did so, they had no idea that just 5 short days later, they would all be shouting, "Crucify him, crucify him." It's amazing how people can turn so quickly. It's amazing how people can turn so quickly. In our gospel lesson today, we see examples of people who turned quickly. We see, for example, that Judas was one of Jesus' followers. He was one of his disciples, one of his apostles. And yet, Judas seemed to turn against Jesus. And he betrayed Jesus with a kiss. We see Peter, who Jesus said of Peter, "When the cock crows twice, you will have denied me 3 times." And Peter responded to him, "I will die with you. Even if everybody else leaves you, I will not forsake you." And yet a little while later, Peter said, "I never knew him. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know the man." How quickly he turned. The other apostles agreed with Peter, said, "We'll never betray you. We'll never turn away from you." And yet when Jesus was arrested, they all fled away from him. The high priest was one who wanted to give Jesus the benefit of the doubt. And so he tried to give Jesus an out. But when Jesus proclaimed himself as the one, the Messiah that they were looking for, as he proclaimed himself as the Son of God, the high priest tore his robes. And joining the other chief priests and the elders, he called for Jesus' execution. Pilate went from being one who wanted to release Jesus, who didn't see anything wrong with Jesus, to then turning and saying, "Okay, you can have your way with him," turning him over to the Roman guards and allowing him to be severely beaten and crucified. When Pilate asked the crowd what they should do, what he should do with Jesus, instead of saying, "Hosanna in the highest, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord," they said, "Crucify him. Crucify him." How quickly we can turn. But we also see the story of Jesus and his passion, this Passion Week. We see the story of people who also turn quickly. We see, for example, one of the thieves of the cross in one of the other Gospels, it says that after they reviled him, this thief on the cross suddenly turned and believed in Jesus and put his trust in him. And he said, "Lord, would you remember me when you come into your kingdom?" And Jesus said to him, "Today you will be with me in paradise." We see the centurion who was going through his duties as a centurion and just figured that Jesus was another criminal being executed and put on a cross, to suddenly coming to believe in him and saying some really remarkable words. He said, "Truly, this man was the Son of God." We see Joseph of Arimathea later on, who was one of the ruling elders of the Jews, coming to Pilate and asking if he could have the body of Jesus to bury that body in Joseph's own new tomb. How quickly Joseph turned. So you see, it's possible to turn away from Jesus quickly, but it's also possible to turn to him quickly. It's possible to turn away from Jesus and not pray anymore, not read the Bible anymore, not go to church anymore, not to have any sort of relationship with Jesus Christ anymore. It's easy to turn away from Christ. But the good news is, it's also easy to turn to him quickly. And when you choose to turn back to Christ, maybe you've been walking away from him for a while. Maybe you've ignored him. Maybe you've just kind of done your own thing. You begin to realize that maybe I need to turn my life around. Maybe I need to start following him again. Maybe I need to restore that relationship with Jesus Christ again. The good news is you can do that by simply confessing your sins and asking him to forgive you. And then dedicating yourself to follow him from this day forward. Say, Lord, I'm not worthy, and I know you have no reason to accept me back. But just like the father accepted the prodigal son back, would you accept me into a relationship with you again? And he welcomes you back with open arms if you would simply humble yourself and come to him. There was a man by the name of John Michael Talbot who was a singer in the rock band Black Widow many years ago. And he was living a terrible life. He was trying to find meaning and purpose in everything that he did, but nothing satisfied him. Nothing gave him any answers. He was feeling desperate in his life to find some happiness, to find some peace, to find some satisfaction. And he had reached the end of his rope. One night he was driving down a road. It was a hot summer night. The windows of the car were open. And he pulled his car to the gravel of the side of the road. And he got out a gun and he held it to his heart. He was ready to pull the trigger when all of a sudden he heard singing in the distance. Being a musician, he was curious about that. So he put the gun down and he went and followed the singing in the direction it was from which it was coming. And he found that it was an old-fashioned Kansas tent revival going on. And so he went into the tent and he stood in the back. And eventually the preacher got up and began to preach. And as the preacher was preaching, John Michael Talbot said, "There was something in me that changed. There was something that came alive in me. There was something that all of a sudden transformed me inside." When the preacher asked for anyone to come down to the front who would like to commit their life to Christ, he came down to the front. And he fell to his knees. And he said he felt like that all of the forces of Satan came out of him at that moment. And that he was a new person. And he began to praise and thank God for saving him and bringing him into a relationship with Jesus Christ. And from that day on, he began to sing songs for the Lord. And many people from that time, for the last 20 years, have been influenced and positively affected by him and his singing for the Lord. It's possible for us to come quickly to Christ. It's possible for us to turn away quickly from Christ. But if you've turned away today, I invite you to come back to him. Maybe as we come up to the altar today, you can rededicate yourself to him. Or maybe you haven't really strayed away, but you've kind of found that some of the things that you've been doing in the past, reading the Bible, praying, those have kind of fallen by the wayside. You can renew that today as you come to the altar and receive again the promise of Jesus Christ that you're forgiven, that you're loved, and that you have a home in heaven. Let us pray. Father, it's so easy for us to become focused on our own lives and not to really pay too much attention to your son, Jesus. It's easy for us to kind of do our own thing and really not pay much attention to what he would want us to do. Lord, it's easy for us to kind of stray away like the prodigal son. Would you help us to come back to him and to renew that relationship that we once had? I pray especially for anyone here who may never have entered into that relationship with Jesus, that they may realize how much he loves them, to what degree he went to show his love by dying on a cross for them in order to make it possible for them to have a relationship with God. Lord, would you help each one of us to come into that life-giving relationship with you that you promised to give to each one who would turn away from their sins and who would invite you to come into their life. Lord, we thank you that you are a God who cares for us, you love us, and you went to such great lengths to show that love for us. Help us never to turn away from you again, never to forsake you as the apostles and disciples did. And help us to follow you from this day forward all the rest of our lives. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.